Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Recently in Nashville, the American National Cattlewomen elected the 66th president of their organization. And what makes that so special is that the person elected comes from our great state of Minnesota. We are privileged to have on the program today Penny Zimmerman of Foley, Minnesota. Welcome, Penny.
Hello. Glad to be here to speak with you in the audience.
Sure. Well, Penny, can you just tell us a little bit about your cattle feeding operation that you and your husband Bill have near Foley?
Yes, we call it the One Penny Ranch due to my husband saying that. Simply because we have cattle, we do not farm, so it must be a ranch. So we purchase the feed that we need to feed the cattle. We have about 75 head, mostly Charolais. We do have some Simmental and Sim Angus that we do, and my husband is very much of a geneticist from his agricultural background, so he loves to make sure that we have these cows bred AI and produce the best beef we can produce.
And just a little background, you actually grew up in the Twin Cities, and Bill has been on this, it's been a family farm or a ranch since the 1950s, is that correct?
That's correct. I grew up in Golden Valley as a city girl and went to my grandmother's every summer and enjoyed being on a farm there. And then my husband, he grew up in Ohio and Indiana, but he was on his grandparents' farm in Painesville, Julia and Bill Zimmerman, and loved it. And that's what got in his blood. He loved being around the cattle and helping to do whatever it takes to raise the cattle.
So how did your journey with the Cattlewomen get started, and how did you get to this point that you're president of the national organization?
Well, my husband Bill was involved with the state cattlemen as well as the national cattlemen, and I went along with him, and I said, I went to some meetings for Cattlewomen, first in the Minnesota Cattlewomen Organization, where I eventually had become president of the Cattlewomen, decided that I really liked it. I really enjoy this lifestyle. We've had experience all our married lives ever since I married him.
Well, as far as like the national organization, I know you've got a website, and you kind of put down almost as your mission statement what the organization is about. And there's three areas. One is beef promotion, youth development, and legislation. Can you just kind of expand a little bit on that?
Sure can. For beef promotion, we work closely a lot of times throughout the country. You have to understand that this is a national organization. We have 27 state affiliates. And as a national organization, we help them with toolkits and other ideas that we can give these state organizations. And many states work with their beef council in promoting the beef, whether it's out there talking to the consumer and about beef, or talking to consumers about their ranching, because consumers want to hear and see it face-to-face who's raising their meat. And is it being raised humanely? So we do the beef promotion thing. We also do beef education in many areas. One education is K through 12 education. Cattlewomen, we have a passion for this. We get into the classroom. We read nonfiction books. We discuss things. We show them things as props for the kids to be able to see, because there's so many people and kids that don't know where their food comes from and how it's raised. And for the legislative focus that we have, we send out policy alerts or issues that might be happening. So we as women, as well as the men, can contact our legislators, talk to them via or go by email, and talk to them about any of the issues that we feel are needed to keep our industry healthy and strong.
Well, that's some really noteworthy programming that you guys are involved in. I applaud you for that. The one area, if you could just touch on here, is the Collegiate Beef Advocacy Program. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, that is under the education piece, too. These are college students that can apply to become a beef advocacy person, a collegiate, and they can apply every fall, and we select up to five, and they are placed with a mentor that would help them in whatever area in agriculture they're interested in, whether it's journalism, whether it's being a producer, whatnot. And they map out their year by doing these special events on campus with other students and with their peers to get the message out about the nutritional value of beef and how we raise beef so that people will want to eat beef.
Well, that's really sounds like a great program. And as far as if people want more information on it, one little side note here, Royally Rhodes, who actually works for the Minnesota Beef Council, is the current president of the state association. I'm sure between her and yourself, there's plenty of information for people that are interested to get information from you too.
Yes, definitely. They can go on ancw.org to get information from the nation, and then Royally, we have a state website as well. I'm sorry, I can't just say what it is off the top of my head.
Sure. Well, thanks, Penny. We're running out of time here, but I just want to say thank you for everything that you and your husband have done over the years to help promote our product beef, and we really applaud you for it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you speaking with me.
Thank you. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.